Welcome to this week's episode of Sundays with Poppy. I believe we are on episode number 7. Say hi, Poppy.
Hi, Jordan. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I guess we can tell you guys our little secret that it's actually Saturday today, but I think it still counts, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, we took a brief hiatus over the summer. Everybody was traveling a lot over the weekends, but we're so happy to be back. But we figured since we missed summer, we should talk about your summers and your summers growing up and the summers of your childhood. So can you tell me a little bit about that? What's the first summer you could ever remember?
I remember summer from the time I was 2 years old because we lived at the beach.
Right. So what did you do when you were a little boy living at the beach? What was summer like for you?
We had a private beach back of our apartment house that was just for the residents of the building. And we would go to the beach. And when I was 4 and a half, my mother was driving on a Belt Parkway, and she saw Fort Hamilton, which was a fort in Brooklyn. And they had a cannon pointed out over the Atlantic Ocean. And she said to my father, Phil, the Nazis are invading Brooklyn. We have to get the boys out of Brooklyn for the summer. So we went to camp. I was 4 and a half years old.
4 and a half years old. What? Mima, you went to camp when he was 4?
Yeah.
You did too?
Yes. We went to the same camp, Ellen and I, but we didn't know each other.
You went to the same camp?
Yes.
Did I know that?
No.
I don't think I knew that.
It was only one summer.
Oh, one summer when you were 4 and a half?
Right.
You guys were there the same year?
My mother stayed in the guest house all summer. So she could see my brother and I every day.
She stayed in the guest house at camp.
At camp. They had a guest house that parents could stay in. Yes.
Okay, so where was camp and what was it called?
That particular camp was called Lilliput.
Lilliput. I think I knew that name.
And it was in New Hampshire.
It was in New Hampshire. So your mother went to New Hampshire for the whole summer and stayed?
Yes.
What about your dad?
He came up on weekends.
So she just lived in this guest house?
Yes.
And what do you remember doing at camp?
Nothing.
Did you like it?
I remembered my cousins who were older, 5 and 7 years older than my brother and I, made up a song. Herrick and Michael, they rode a bicycle.
How do you remember that?
I remember that. That's the funny things that you remember as you get older.
So you and Michael were there together?
Yes.
How old was Michael?
A year and a half less than me. He was 3.
He was a baby.
Yeah.
And your mom, would you see your mom during
every day? Every day.
Like during meals? Like did you eat,
no.
eat lunches with her?
No, we ate meals with the bunk.
Wow. Did you make any friends when you were there?
I don't remember those kids at all. I only remember kids from my camping days at Camp Roosevelt, which I went to later in life and which I love.
So you went to Lilliput for only 1 year?
That I remember, yes.
And then what?
And then I went to Arrowhead, which was the senior camp of Lilliput, the regular camp. Lilliput was for Lilliputians, which in case you don't speak English, means little people.
Thank you. So Arrowhead was older kids.
Arrowhead was older kids. And then I ended up at Camp Roosevelt in Sackett Lake in Monticello.
That's near where Blue Ridge and Equinox is, right?
Blue Ridge and Equinox.
Isn't that near Monticello?
Yes. It's about 20 minutes from there. Yes.
I probably went to Arrowhead. I went to a camp called Kinnikinnick, which was the girls' camp.
Kinnikinnick?
Kinnikinnick, which was the girls' camp of Arrowhead.
Right.
At the same time Poppy was there.
No,
yes.
I was younger.
You were younger.
Oh, we didn't
so you
know.
Guys, your camps overlapped.
Yes.
Yes.
I was the youngest kid in Kinnikinnick for 2 years.
You went when you were 4 and a half to Lilliput.
I was 5 to Lilliput. It was Lilliput. And then I went when I was 6 to Kinnikinnick, which is in Vermont.
Vermont? Did your mom stay in a guest house?
Oh, no, I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. She did at Kinnikinnick.
Do you remember crying like you were homesick?
I don't remember at all anything about that camp, but I know I went.
did you like it?
I remember Kinney because girls who I meet now will say, I remember you from KKK. You do? I don't even remember KKK.
I mean, how could you remember? I don't think I remember anything from when I was 5 and 6. That's crazy.
I
also think that our audience should know that Mima is currently arranging a flower vase. She's cutting stems and making a beautiful, whimsy-worthy arrangement casually in the corner.
What is a Wendy-worthy?
Whimsy-worthy.
A whimsy-worthy.
For those who don't know, Whimsy is the name of Mima's event planning company for all the bat mitzvahs and weddings that she did all these beautiful arrangements for.
Okay, so Poppy, Arrowhead, what about at these older camps when you were older? Did you love camp? Like, did you love to go every summer?
Love.
What was your favorite sport that you played?
Basketball.
Basketball?
And
were you
baseball.
Good?
Yeah.
And baseball.
Yep.
What was the sport you hated the most?
Tennis.
Did you make friends at camp?
Yes.
Do you remember any?
Yes.
Who were they?
The names wouldn't mean anything to you. The only name that would mean something to you was Ralphie Lifshitz.
Ralphie, is that Ralph Lauren?
Yes.
I think you maybe told a Ralph Lauren story on the last podcast,
yes.
But you could remind us. You were really close with Ralphie.
Yes, when I was the general of Color War, I picked Ralph as my lieutenant. And we won Color War that year.
You won Color War?
We were the blue team.
The blue team?
Yeah.
Did it have themes? Like our Color War had themes?
No.
It was just blue.
Right.
Captain, did you go by Rick?
General.
General. Rick and Ralphie.
Right.
That's really crazy, Poppy.
Yep.
And what was it like at camp? Like, what was the bunk like?
Same as your bunks. Eight or ten kids.
8 or 10 kids.
Right.
And did you get homesick or you didn't care to leave?
No, I loved camp a lot.
Did Michael go with you?
Yes. He went early on. He didn't go to later years. The years.
And were you a counselor?
He didn't. I was a counselor. He didn't go as a counselor.
How long were you a counselor?
3, maybe 4 years.
Do you like it?
I left camp to get married.
You left camp to get married during the summer? No.
No, that was my last year.
Oh, you were like, I gotta get married.
Right.
I'm not coming back.
Right.
And then what about when you got home from, like, did you go on vacations with your family?
When?
Before or after camp, like after school, or before school started?
We went away whenever school was closed.
So where'd you go?
It depended. If in the winter we went to someplace warm, like Florida or the Caribbean, Puerto Rico. And if it was summer, we went to the mountains, to the Concord.
What was the Concord? What'd you do?
Concord was a major resort hotel in Monticello in I can't think of the name. In the Catskills.
Okay.
And it had about 3,000 rooms. They had every top show business act from Martin and Lewis to Sammy Davis to Buddy Hackett. Buddy Hackett's wife was my dance instructor. She taught me how to do the mambo.
What?
Buddy Hackett's wife was my dance instructor.
Do you remember how to do the mambo?
Yes.
You're going to show me after this.
Her name was Shireen Dubois.
Shireen Dubois. She taught you how to do the mambo.
Yes. Her mother's name was Esther Cohen, and she married Buddy Hackett.
Wow. Was Buddy Hackett, you saw Buddy Hackett there performing?
Yes.
Is this, okay, have you guys been watching The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
I watched part of it, yes.
So when they go to the Catskills and stay in that hotel, and everyone they know is there, and they have
yes.
all these performances, was it just like this?
Yes.
Like, it was like camp for adults.
But it was bigger.
So did you know, like, it was the same families coming every year?
The Concord was owned by, which family, Ellen? I can't remember. Ray Parker's family owned the Concord. And his kids went to my camp, and every Saturday night, my parents took me and my counselor and my brother and his counselor to see the show at the Concord. Could be Sammy Davis, could be Martin and Lewis, could be whoever.
So cool.
It was great.
So did you guys love it? You had fun there?
Loved it.
Wow.
My brother didn't love it so much, but I loved it.
You know that the Catskills, like, now are having
a resurgence of being cool. Like instead of going to the Hamptons, people are going to the Catskills, or they're building houses in the Catskills, and it's becoming a cool new thing to do.
Really?
It's coming back.
Wow.
So you guys were trendy before it was even trendy. But that was the thing to do. That's where everyone went.
Yep.
Did you ever go there, Mean?
It probably was saying this, so I probably went there.
My father came to her one summer and said, Ellen, I'll take you away for 3 weeks. You and Rick will go wherever you want this coming summer. You can go to Europe. You can go. Ellen picked the Concorde.
You just wanted to go?
I was supposed to go with my sister-in-law, who married Michael, but she wasn't my sister-in-law then. And then I met Rick, and he didn't want me to go, so I didn't go. But I really did want to go, so I went with him. It was the first time we were married.
And how was it?
Less than I expected. It was fine.
Underwhelming?
Underwhelming, yeah.
Well, it wasn't Paris.
No, it definitely wasn't Paris. That was the wrong choice.
That is really funny. So that's the first summer you were married. Is that the first summer you remember with Mima?
I think so.
And what else? Was that the only summer you guys didn't have a kid?
Mm-hmm.
You had a kid?
I think so.
Yeah.
So the next summer you remember Mommy was born.
Right, I think so.
What'd you do that summer? Any idea?
Yes.
Yes.
We went to Atlantic Beach.
They had a cabana.
That's where we went.
We went to a cabana club on Atlantic Beach.
Atlantic Beach?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
And what'd you do in the summers when the kids were little?
They went to day camp. And we would try and get away by ourselves. My parents would stay with the kids.
And then, you and Mima would go by yourself on vacation.
Yes.
Where would you go?
During the winter.
So what about when you would go, didn't you guys, when the girls were a little bit older, go on big family vacations to Europe in the summers?
Mm-hmm.
So
one summer.
With Arnie?
With Arnie.
Yes.
And where did you guys go when you did that? Italy?
Yeah.
So Arnie would... You guys would take everybody, the whole fam.
Yep.
Arnie's whole fam.
Yep.
And you had a house or something in Italy?
We rented a house.
Where'd you go?
The Italian Riviera.
You rented a house for like a week?
Five weeks.
Yes. 5 weeks. Aranzano di Pineta. That was where we were.
Where was it?
Aranzano di Pineta.
And you took off work and the girls weren't in camp.
We didn't send the kids to camp that summer.
It was just
saved
one
that
summer.
Money.
And you just got to be in Italy. Was it amazing?
Yeah, every Tuesday we would leave the house and I would drive a Ford diesel bus that seated all of us. We were a big group.
All of you could fit in the bus?
Yes, it was a big bus. And I drove the bus from the Italian Riviera to Rome, to Venice, to Monte Carlo, to Milan, and we would stay in a hotel in each of those cities for Tuesday night and Wednesday night, and then Thursday, and we would see the cities, and then Thursday we'd go back to the house and on the beach and spend the weekend there. The beach, the house on the beach had a cleaner and a cooker and a chauffeur, and there was a third lady, I forget what she did.
That is so fun.
And it was great.
They must have loved it.
And the house was owned by a member of the Fiat family.
Casual. And you were eating the best food ever, probably.
Yep.
Pizza, pasta, gelato.
Yep.
That sounds
a lot of gelato.
You had to have gelato like at least twice a day.
Yep.
And Mommy's teacher, who was in the fifth grade, she said, I'm going to come and visit you. We said, no, you can't come and visit. It's like in a place you'll never find. She said, don't worry, I'll find it.
Was she
and
Italian?
One day, no, she was Jewish. And one day, Mrs. Shupak and her husband rang our doorbell.
No,
and there she was.
They found you.
They found us.
Mrs. Shupak, you remember.
Yes, it was so funny.
They stayed with
you? Yeah, we got a huge house.
That is so funny. Wow. Okay, that's amazing.
My wife showed up.
And then a friend showed up. A friend who also was, I think she was in France or something, in the south of France, and she showed up. I said to her, you'll never get here, you'll never find it. She said, don't worry, I will. And she too came.
That's crazy.
It was a little crazy.
So you only did that one summer?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, we ran out of money.
And then the girls went to camp.
And then everybody went back to camp, right?
Wow. Okay, so, and I feel like we didn't hear that much about summers in Brooklyn, but you weren't really there because you just went to camp when you were little, right?
Right.
Like, you would go to your private beach.
Yes.
Did you guys, like, get ice cream and
yes.
run around?
Yeah, sure. Play stickball, punchball.
Stickball. You told
Stoopball.
What's punchball again? You told us that.
Oh, instead of a bat.
You punched it.
You punched it.
You just punched the ball. And stoopball?
You threw the ball against the stoop, and you caught it. If it was on the top stoop, you got so many points. If it was on the bottom of the stoop, you got less points.
I think we have to take a Brooklyn trip.
And
so
we played king
us.
And queen.
What's king and queen?
Like Chinese handball. You don't know it.
I know handball.
Chinese handball.
I don't know that.
I know.
All right. Any other favorite summer memories you want to share with us before we have to leave summer behind? I'm so sad.
That's about it.
That's it?
Yeah.
And I'm really off my game because I totally forgot to ask you about a word of the day and a riddle of the day. Oh. I didn't give you any time to prepare. You could do some thinking. I messed
the
up.
Word
I was supposed
of the
to
day,
ask at the beginning.
The word of the day is kerfluffle.
Kerfluffle?
K-E-R-F-L-U-F-F-L-E. Kerfluffle.
Is that a real word?
No, I made it up.
I got nothing.
I'm not giving it to you.
You have to.
What?
Mixed up.
What? Very good, Ella.
Mixed up?
Very close.
Kerfluffle? Oh, very close?
Yeah, screwed up.
Screwed up. Kerfluffle means screwed up.
Yep.
So use it in a sentence.
My mother sent me to the store for milk, and I kerfluffled it, and I brought orange juice.
You kerfluffled. Is it Yiddish?
No.
I don't know. Okay, I love that word. And what about a riddle or joke?
A riddle or a joke. I'm not prepared.
I know. I'm so sorry. I forgot. This was part of it. No, it could be X-rated. Olivia, close your ears.
Is Afghanistan a Middle Eastern country?
Making fun of our facial expressions. I feel like it's a trick, so no.
What?
No.
That's correct. Name one Middle Eastern country.
Jordan.
Name another.
Yeah. Iran.
Name another.
Israel.
Name another. Iraq.
Iraq.
Syria.
Syria.
Okay, you did good, Joe.
That's it?
That's it.
I don't think that was a joke.
You said a riddle.
Why was that a riddle?
I don't know.
That's it? You don't have a dirty joke for us?
I don't think so. I think I've told them all already.
You've told them all. All right, I think that is it. Any other final summer memories from you? No? We got nothing. Well, if anyone else was wondering, Mima's flower arrangement is done and it looks beautiful. We'll send you guys a behind the scenes picture. And I think that's it. We're signing off until next time when we're going to hear more about your practice in Great Neck and the girls starting to grow up. We're getting there. We're getting along with your life story.
Very good.
All right.
Enjoyed it.
Thanks, everyone. Say bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.